Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program, and we'll get to your calls coming up. So we're still watching the final counting now going on. Almost every county now in Pennsylvania is at around 99%. Oz's lead is shrunk, but the question is, will he hold on and win that Senate primary? We have extrapolated out. I mean, I've spent an exhaustive amount of time going county by county, looking at the percentages of votes that are out there, very minimal numbers of votes left. I mean, I think we got over 25,000 out yesterday in. We got some in today, some favored Oz, some favored Dave McCormick. Anyway, we've done a very deep dive, what I've concluded, and I know Matt Towery was on TV with me last night, and he's concluded there's just not enough runway or votes out there that would be available that's going to change the outcome. I would assume then there's going to be a recount. The law actually requires it, I believe, at 0.5% difference. I mean, if this doesn't show you once again, we point it out every time it happens that every vote counts. Well, here we go again. Anyway, Matt Towery, Insider Advantage, pollster, attorney, syndicated columnist, Robert Cahaley, pollster. He is the head of the Trafalgar Group. To the credit of both of them, they told me before this race on this show, this is going to be a razor thin close race. They nailed it as usual, just like they said Republicans would lose the runoff races in January of 2021. They told me that in November of 2020 after the election, just like they nailed the presidential elections in both 2016 and 2020. And they both act independently. I know they're friendly, but they're independent in terms of their own polling methodology. They seem to get it right where so many others seem to get it wrong. All right. So I've done my deep dive, Matt Towery. You were on TV last night. You gave your analysis. We have some updates today, but there does not seem to be enough outstanding votes. Even if you extrapolate out the percentage of difference, let's say a county's 95% reported and it favors Dave McCormick by, say, 5. Even if you double the remaining votes, which is somewhat tiny, still Oz wins under any scenario that I've come up with. But maybe I'm wrong. I'm not.
Well, one thing, Sean, is that we talked about last night, there's a difference between votes outstanding and Republican votes outstanding. And so in a lot of these counties, we're hearing, oh, there were so many thousands of votes outstanding. But when you called it down, there were just a smaller percentage of Republican votes outstanding, and that's gotten smaller since we talked last night. So these numbers are coming down bit by bit. There's not a huge military vote outstanding. We established that last night. You're not seeing it develop. It's around 1,000 votes that were requested, and some of those were Democratic. And so what we're down to now are a few remaining counties. Some are going to go Oz, Some are going to go McCormick. They may trend a little more McCormick because a few of the areas are a little heavier where he did better. But there is not enough vote, based on everything I think, that can bring Dave McCormick up ahead of Oz or can take Oz to where he's trailing. At this point, I would say the floor for this race for Oz is like 500 to 600 votes as a margin of victory, and maybe he could get a little higher than that. He's come down a little bit overnight, but not that much.
What's your take, Robert?
I see it the same way. You know, we do have absentee ballots that are out. I believe they can, as long as they're postmarked Tuesday, so that there may be some stuff coming back.
You're talking about the military vote, right?
Well, any absentees, if they were marked by Tuesday postmarked, they could get in next Tuesday. Now, I wouldn't expect that's going to be many because it's just not a state where you have a tremendous effort on that, and most people who voted absentee actually voted very early, even before Trump's endorsement, which explains McCormick's strength in the absentees. So I don't think there'll be a lot, but we do probably should consider those as well.
As we look at it, one thing that really stands out to me in this race, whether people voted for Oz, who I endorse because I vetted him really hard. But if you look at Dr. Oz, Dave McCormick, and Kathy Barnett, who blames me for her loss. It's like I did not take over her Twitter account, guys, just in case you thought that might have been a possibility. But if you look at it, fully 87-88% of the Republican base went for candidates that proclaimed they were MAGA, they were America First, they were huge Trump supporters. I mean, that is how do we interpret that? What does that mean about Donald Trump's, I guess, popularity, not just in Pennsylvania, because we're seeing it everywhere. He's 83-2 in terms of his endorsements. If Oz wins, it's 84-2. What does that mean, Matt Towery? It sounds to me like this is Donald Trump's party.
Oh, it's definitely still Donald Trump's party. You may see a bump on the road in Georgia, which you can talk about in 2 minutes, but generally speaking, it's his party in every state. And every time we poll, Robert polls independently from me, we usually add what's your favorable, unfavorable of Donald Trump. And in all these states, he's running 70, 75, even 80. I mean, this man still owns the party, and he can attract crowds. He can get people out to vote. He gets attention like no one else can. And I think Robert would agree that when he's on a ballot against a Democrat, he pulls 10 million more votes than anyone else would. I mean, he's a magnet. Now, he may also attract additional votes on the other side. I don't think necessarily as many as we saw, but that's debate for another day. But he is still the Republican Party, and people still want his endorsement very badly.
Robert, what's your take on it?
When you look at what happened in Ohio and you look at what happened in Pennsylvania, you see it's just the vast majority of these voters are on his side. The only times that you're seeing any kind of a Trump bump in the road is usually a problem with the candidate. You know, and the media just exploits those and acts like, oh, this is a mixed record. I was enjoying watching yesterday how they said that, you know, Trump likely to win in Pennsylvania, doesn't do as well in North Carolina. I'm like, did you miss that his candidate for U.S. Senate got 50%+ of the vote and he only needed 30? I mean, they're looking at Cawthorn as an example of a flawed candidate, and they're trying to extrapolate the entire state of North Carolina? No. This is no question.
I think there's a question as to whether that was a full-throated endorsement when he said, well, I hope people can look past it and forgive him and understand he's going through a tough time. But I didn't hear the words, go vote Cawthorn.
You're exactly right, Sean. And one of the points, if most people have ever seen a Trump endorsement, he usually finishes with a sentence of, this person has my complete and total endorsement. I didn't see that either. But the media would treat it as if that's exactly what happened.
Well, it seems to me that it's very obvious now with the Club for Growth going into Ohio and what they did in the final days, sending millions and millions of dollars into Kathy Barnett's campaign, because I think it was extremely dangerous. I came to the conclusion that Kathy Barnett in a general election, based on the very things she said and the things that she tweeted, it was so incendiary and there were so many incendiary things that she said that I didn't think she'd be electable, because I know the Democrats, they would be pounding her every single solitary day. I think people would think she comes off to me as pretty extreme in her statements.
And I just didn't think she had the ability to win a general election. And this seat is too darn important, Matt Towery.
Well, I mean, Club for Growth wasn't by itself. I mean, there are plenty out there who have been scheming and working to try to take Trump down for various reasons. And we're seeing it play out in other states as well. What was shocking was, and I want to make one point here. You know, Oz got the endorsement of Trump relatively late in this ballgame. What would it have been like had that endorsement come earlier, before a lot of the votes were already, you know, baked in, and people had made their decisions? I don't know. But I think it showed his strength, because when he got into it, Oz zoomed up the chart. Now, I will say one other thing. Oz had a phenomenal amount of negative ads run against it. And to be able to withstand that.
$40-plus million, dollars, Matt. That's a lot of money. I looked at a lot of these ads, and I have no idea who paid for them all. A lot of super PAC money. And my conclusion was, I don't even recognize the guy that I know. I mean, it was so deceptive to me.
If they did that to any of us, you'd want to crawl under the bed and hide. I mean, it's impossible to withstand that. I've been in campaigns where they just barrage, and you drop quickly. Oz withstood it, A, because of Trump, and B, because Oz was a very skilled candidate. One of the most skilled candidates, by the way, I've seen in the last few decades. He's very, very good. And I think it's going to bode well for the chances in Pennsylvania when he wins the nomination, assuming he does, because he is the most electable and the most likely to be able to take on the Democrat, who is extreme left, as we know, and carry that state.
You know, some people didn't like my statement, and I agree with you. It was William F. Buckley that said, you want the most conservative that can win. And that was my determination as it relates to Dr. Oz. I think a large part is, you know, you look at somebody's Q score in television. His like versus dislike is through the roof with every demographic. Robert Gahaley, that is not something to ignore.
It's not. And another thing that when people talk about the part about Trump that really appealed to them, going back to 2016, it was this. He's a counterpuncher that he knows how to hit back. And if you look at what these two guys have in common, I'll go ahead and add Ted Budd to this too. These people were attacked. J.D. Vance was attacked viciously as well, as Oz, as Budd, and they counterpunched and came back. And I think that's, you know, what Trump is looking for, what Republicans are looking for, is not people that are going to crumble when somebody hits them with, you know, because they have a glass jaw, but people who know how to hit back and at the same time maintain that likability. And anybody who's seen a general election poll knows that Dr. Oz is a walk-away favorite, which is why he's a threat to the Democrats and so many Republicans. But their combined ability to counterpunch, I think, is a really important part of this.
All right, quick break. More with our pollsters, Matt Towery and Robert Gahaley, next. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub, like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool, like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
All right, we continue our pollsters. Matt Towery, Robert Cahalia with us. We just had David Perdue on the show, and his polling, to be very frank, is pretty atrocious. And it looks like Brian Kemp is, according to one latest poll, at 60%. I'm not sure I buy that number. That seems like an outlier. But more importantly, David Perdue is just not catching fire. And I'm a little bewildered. Both of you are from Georgia, so you would know better than I. I lived there 4 years. I thought I knew a thing or two about Georgia politics. Things have changed quite a bit since I left 26 years ago. But Matt Towery, I don't even know if he can get to a runoff at this point.
I tell people now, I mean, I was a native Georgian, my family, for a long, long time. I know it backwards and forwards. I joke to my friends, and now that I live in Florida, when I cross into Georgia, they need to change the sign and say, "Welcome to Georgia, the state of chaos," because the political landscape there is just completely like a zoo. I never thought I would see it spin so out of control. You have so many different demographics at work. You have so many different groups at work. You want to talk about establishment and anti-Trump? Oh, boy. There have been groups in Georgia working that for the last month and a half, 2 months. And I have to say, I think people not so far away from Mr. Perdue himself, I'm not talking about him, but his campaign. I've wondered, do they really want to win? Because he was not on television for the last 2 weeks. Now, how can you want to win? You expect the president to put the money in, but you've got to want to win, too. That doesn't mean he can't win. I don't believe these polls are right, but I do believe that when you're bombarded by someone like Brian Kemp, who's very skilled, very polished, had a great session, legislative session, no matter how bad things were back in 2020 and thereafter, when you're bombarded on every TV station and you have no answer and your campaign's campaigning in little bitty towns where the votes aren't, it's very hard to imagine that you can pull off the sort of win.
Let me give the last word to Robert Cahalia. Robert?
You know, we were just talking about how much difference money makes. It cannot be ignored to the extent that Perdue has been outspent. It's not even close. I mean, it's excess of $20 million to like under four. It's one thing to counterpunch, but it's another thing to counterpunch when you don't have anything. It is the amount of Republicans that have come into there that you have in the Republican governor spending money. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but you can certainly understand how you could be so far behind when you are being outspent to that degree. And that, I think that's been a problem since the very get-go of this thing. It's just been underfunded, and Kemp's had that expectation of an incumbent governor. And the only thing that could very well be going on out there is there could be a hidden Trump vote, a silent voter, who, because they're running against an establishment in Kemp, who's known to be a little vindictive, are hesitant to say who they're for in the polls. We've certainly seen it. We've seen them just not choose not to participate in polls. We saw it with some Trump voters in 2020. So it is understandable, though, that the spending has just been outrageous on one side versus the other. And there's a reason that there's that kind of money.
All right, both of you, we appreciate your insight into all things. And Matt Towery, Insider Advantage, Robert Cahaley, Trafalgar, Upholsters. All right, we got to end it right there. When we come back, we'll hit the phones toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program.
Exposing left-wing media bias. No stone left unturned. The Sean Hannity Show is back on the air.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Before we get to our calls, all right, so this was a nominee hearing yesterday. The question is whether or not men can be pregnant and have abortions.
Good morning, and thank you to the House Judiciary Committee for inviting me to provide testimony today. My name is Amy Arambide. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a We Testify abortion storyteller and the executive director of Avow, an organization that strives for unrestricted abortion care and reproductive rights for all Texans through community building, education, and political advocacy.
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
All right, so that's the question and answer, and I don't know, Linda, I just don't keep up with this stuff. I'm going to be very, very honest. Is that medically possible?
I do not believe that there is a biological or medical way for a man to give birth.
I mean, what's really amazing about this, and I'm paying very, very close attention to him, so I'm watching this. And you have this Democratic witness testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on abortion rights, declaring that men can get pregnant and have abortions. And I'm like, all right, the woman's name is Amy, I can't pronounce her last name, executive director of the abortion rights nonprofit Avow Texas, was asked by Congressman Dan Bishop to define what a woman is. And she said, I believe everyone can identify for themselves. Do you believe that men can become pregnant and have abortions? And she answers, yes. The remarks followed a pretty tense exchange between Bishop and another Democratic witness who was similarly asked to define what a woman is. Dr. Robinson, I noticed in your written testimony, you said you use she, her pronouns. You're a medical doctor. What is a woman? Anyway, Bishop asked Robinson, an OBGYN and board member of the Physicians Reproductive Health, I think it's all important we educate people like you about why we're doing the things that we do. And so the reason that I use she and her pronouns is because I understand that there are people who become pregnant that may not identify that way. And I think it's discriminatory to speak to people or call them in such a way as they desired not to be called. Are you going to answer my question? He asks, I'm a woman and I will ask you, which pronouns do you use? And if you tell me that you use she and her pronouns, I'm going to respect that or how you want me to address you. I mean, what else was he supposed to say? Now, I did a little bit of research. You might be surprised, Linda. And despite the use, I didn't hear this term until yesterday and today. The term birthing persons. There is no data forthcoming. The federal government elected leaders have now brought in this new inclusivity language called birthing person as opposed to pregnant woman. As opposed to mother. Apparently, it's been out there for years, but not exactly my area of expertise.
What? I have a few comments on this. The hard question about this is when you say that someone is a birthing person, or you say someone is chest feeding as opposed to breastfeeding, which there have been several articles on.
All right, but no, because I'm asking a specific question. Can men, if they go through these surgeries, can they breastfeed a child?
They cannot, because the body needs the reproductive organs inside of your body to produce milk. Your body creates milk from the hormones that come from the child. For example, when a mother is breastfeeding, which I did for over a year of Liam's life, when he was a baby, I would literally produce milk because my body was timed to what he needed I could, my body could sense when he was hungry, and I would start producing milk. I'm like, I got to breastfeed him. I have to do it now. I'm full. I'm ready. Any woman who's breastfed will understand what I am talking about.
Okay. You know what? I got to stick to my lane, stay in my lane. I just, and I'll be honest, I want to be respectful of people. I have no intention of just purposely going out there and offending people. We've got so many important issues to deal with, which we've been talking about all throughout the day. And I had just never heard of that before.
Well, I would ask, you know, what two people does it take to produce a child? It takes a man and a woman. It takes male organs and female organs.
That's not changed as far as I know.
And that has not changed. So if there are there a new set of organs that are now creating children that are reproducing? Or are there new sets of reproductive systems that are birthing children? Not that I'm aware of.
Not
that
I'm aware of.
You can call it anything you want, but it's still the same.
I think down the road, this could be morally, ethically discussed and debated, but I doubt during my time on the air, so there's no point in staying there. I'm just moving on because I know nothing about these topics. I'm just not good at it, and I'm acknowledging it all up front. These are just new terms to me. I'm just trying to understand it. Anyway, let's say hi to Lindsay in California. Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Sean. I'm calling you back, and I'm here to hold you accountable to your word.
Okay, what's that?
You told me about a month ago, you and I chatted about California. We're down here, boots on the ground, a bunch of moms out here trying to get the red wave going, and I really feel like it's happening. You said you'd look
at... Well, you got Elon Musk on your side. I mean, that's a pretty big step.
I do have Musk on my side, you're correct. And I do think that's happening. I think a lot of people are waking up. People are paying $7 a gallon for gas. People are watching these bills come in that are terrible, that are tearing up families and education systems, and people are getting frustrated. There's a lot of us moms going out. I mean, I have a big box right here of voter guides that we put together that were donated. I mean, thousands.
Let me just say this. Look, I will never, ever will dampen anybody's enthusiasm and efforts to do something that they believe in and that they believe can help change this, in this case, the state of California. I'm looking at polls that actually show in New York that Lee Zeldin is within the margin of error against Kathy Hochul, who took over for Andrew Cuomo. So is it impossible? No. Is it extremely hard? Absolutely. You know, when you get to the point, and this is why I think we should have paid a lot more attention to the New Jersey gubernatorial race. We paid way more attention to the Commonwealth of Virginia. But it was very tight. Murphy could have been defeated politically. And we didn't pay enough attention to it, and I regret it. I'm not going to take anything for granted. The problem states like New Jersey, New York, California, I'll start with those three have, is you have such high percentages of people wanting to leave. In New Jersey, it's 59% of people want out. In New York, it's over 50%. Right. In California, I've used this example many times. It's the first time in 170 plus years that more Californians left the state than entered the state. And I think that trend will continue. You take a U-Haul from California to Texas, it's going to cost you $2,500, $3,000. You bring it back from Texas, the same U-Haul to California. You're doing U-Haul a favor. You can get it. They'll ask for $400 or $500. You could probably get it for $300 and they'll take the deal, because they can't get it back fast enough. You're doing them a favor. So this mass exodus also means politically that people that have had it with the bureaucracy and the regulation and the high taxes, they're marching with their feet. So the pool of potential voters that would vote to save the state are leaving the states. Does that make sense?
So, Sean, I have witnessed and experienced all of this that you're discussing. The fortunate thing for, you know, the red wave that's going to happen here is that we have California weather. We have California beaches. It's beautiful here. And I know that there are more people like me than anybody might think that were born and raised here, that love it here, that don't want to move, and that are digging their heels in and willing to fight, raise money, advocate for candidates that are lions and fighters. And I've been up and down the state. I've talked to hundreds of groups, like the groups that you know, that mom groups like me that we've had in our, we started in our town going to board meetings at the school board. We've literally, I mean, it's almost like magnets. Everybody's attaching to each other. I'm talking, we have 10,000 voter guides that we've put out that we've only raised money for. Nobody spent, you know, as moms, I'm a teacher. My husband's a teacher. I don't have money to raise money for candidates. But I do have feet, you know, and I do have a minute.
No, listen, I do not want to dampen your enthusiasm. Look, you see now a transformation. I saw a poll today. I guess it was the Quinnipiac poll. Joe Biden's approval rating with Hispanic Americans is 26%. He's been losing African Americans. He's been losing Democrats. His overall approval rating is 32%. And for all the reasons I outlined at the beginning of the show today, and I'll lay all of this out again on TV tonight, except visually. And I'm just telling you, we are in troubled waters here. This is an extraordinarily dangerous time for this country, but it might be the very thing that wakes people up to realize that elections matter. Political philosophies matter. Candidates matter, and your involvement is imperative. I can't muster enough urgency that I feel in my mind. It's a 5-alarm fire to save this country, and that's how important all of this is. So I want to encourage you. I want to thank you. I want you to keep going. Don't ever give up. Fight as hard as you can. And hopefully you can make that difference. But I'm going to roll along. I wish you the best, Lindsay. I really do with all my heart. Sarah is in Tennessee next. Sarah, how are you?
Sean, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. I love Tennessee.
Oh, I do too.
You got a problem. You have way too many people moving into Tennessee.
Yeah, we really do, but I can see why. I mean, it's a better place to be for sure. Getting to my question though, my mom introduced me to your show many years ago, by the way, and it's an honor to ask you this. And I remember back when COVID was at its worst and how whiskey distillers were making hand sanitizer, car manufacturers were making respirators. I mean, President Trump was a really busy guy tapping other companies to help fill the gaps mm-hmm. where they were. So as to help fill the needs the Americans had at the time. Well, here we are, fast forward, and a couple of years later with a severe deficit in baby formula supplies. And I don't see Biden taking any of that same initiative.
He finally went with the Defense Authorization Act yesterday, a little late. You mean like where's Operation Warp Speed in producing the baby formula? You know, one of the most interesting side notes is you have the best, brightest, most sophisticated engineers that work for GM, Ford, and all of our auto companies. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump brought them in. I know the behind-the-scenes story. They brought them in and said, we need these ventilators. You got to get moving now. And these very, very, very bright engineers looked at this and said, this is not easy. This is a ventilator is a complicated piece of machinery. A friend of mine, it turns out, is a ventilator expert. They literally got trained in ventilators. If it wasn't for him calling every hour, somebody very near and dear to me that was on a ventilator for 40 some odd days would not have survived. But it took that level of precision and expertise and commitment he was saying to me, it changes minute by minute, hour by hour, half hour by half hour. He said, stop calling me because I'm spending more time on the phone with you than I am doing my job. And he wasn't being mean. This man literally, his expertise saved the life. So if we can do it on a ventilator, I'm pretty darn sure Operation Warp Speed baby formula would work. I'm pretty sure of that.
Of course. I mean, why isn't anybody tapping companies like, say, for example, B&G Foods, that's Green Giant, or Dole, or Dean Foods, they do dairy. Red Hill Farms, I think, does goat's milk. And then there are, of course, cereal manufacturers like General Mills, for example. And I mean, does it really have to take a president to get that ball rolling? Because it's pretty obvious that Biden's not going to take any leadership to do that himself. So would asking other food manufacturing companies to step up like this be something for legislators to talk about?
They need to fix the problem. This is a real problem. We love our children. And if we don't have enough baby formula, we need to get it. And we need to get it stat. make this a priority. You know, get to every manufacturer and figure it out. This is not, we're the United States of America, for crying out loud. We should be able to have free, fair elections with integrity and confidence in the results. And we ought to be able to mass produce baby formula if there's a shortage. Let's get going and let's do it. I don't understand the slowness, the lack of urgency. He's not up to the job. He's not meant for this job. He's not, he doesn't even know that today is Thursday, for crying out loud. It's so frustrating to me. Anyway, you make a good point, Sarah. Enjoy paradise. Be grateful you're not in any of these northeastern or states or California. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. Hey, did you know that children, they too can be targets of identity theft, just like we adults? Schools and medical office data breaches are very common places where information is exposed to these cyber criminals. You have to protect your identity and your child's identity and limit how you share their social security number, find a safe location for their documents, keep your online devices free of viruses. And every day we all put our personal information at risk on the internet. LifeLock.com, LifeLock by Norton, detects all of the threats and alerts you to any potential threats that we won't see on our own. By the way, if you become a victim of identity theft, you'll get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to fix it for you. All you have to do is join. They have a low annual rate. Go to LifeLock.com. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK. If you use the promo code Hannity, you save an additional 25% off your first year. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity to save an additional 25% off your first year and protect your good name and reputation, your finances, your credit score. LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity.
Digging deep to expose how the government wastes your money each and every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
That's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News channel. The magnitude of failure of Joe Biden. We're laying out the case in full. We have the great one, Mark Levin. Lindsey Graham, Kellyanne Conway will join us tonight. Also, big developments in the Durham trial in the case of Sussman. We'll tell you about that. Alina, one of President Trump's attorneys, and Greg Jarrett will weigh in, and Adam Carolla. 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News. See you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.